Thank you and good afternoon. The City of Arcata contracted with the Mercer Fraser Company as they begun their Foster Avenue extension project this morning. The company will pave Foster Avenue between Alliance Road and Eastern Avenue. During construction, eastbound traffic off of Alliance Road will be closed, while westbound traffic will be detoured to either Eastern or Western Avenues to allow for work in both intersections. The project is expected to be completed by October 9th, and construction will be daily starting at 8 o'clock in the morning and will end at 5 p.m. For more information, you can contact the city's office. The Radiation Oncology Department at St. Joseph's Hospital recently unveiled their newly named Russell Pardo Radiation Oncology Center. This comes on the heels of a very generous donation to the hospital from Roy Denning, who 30 years ago was diagnosed with skin cancer and was under the care of Dr. Russell Pardo. Pardo came up from Stanford to perform surgery on Denning, and afterwards Pardo ended up staying in Humboldt permanently with his family. That surgery would be the first of multiple operations over the years as Denning continued his battle with cancer. Last year, Denning and his wife donated $1.5 million to the hospital to upgrade its facilities, and today, the hospital once again thanked them for their donation. The Arcata Police Department took time today to recognize Bronco, an Arcata police canine who retired after 6 years of service to the department. Born in Germany, Bronco was the partner of Arcata Police Officer Greg Pope, who retired last month due to health concerns. Bronco began his service in 2009, and his time as a police dog saw many high-risk incidents with Officer Pope. Bronco will now get to enjoy the luxuries of retirement under Officer Pope's care. After a cell phone call reported that a 40-year-old man was lying unresponsive in the Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall, Eureka Police responded to the scene around 9 o'clock Wednesday night. Officers, along with ambulance personnel, located the man and immediately administered CPR, and the victim was then taken to the hospital for treatment, but he was later pronounced dead. At this time, Eureka Police considered the death as suspicious, and several people in the Greenbelt area were interviewed by officers and detectives. No arrests have been made at this time, and the identification of the victim has not been released by the coroner's office. Congressman Jared Huffman will be on the North Coast this weekend. Dan Squire has more.
Congressman Jared Huffman will be on the North Coast this weekend to host his third annual Jared's Family Jamboree at the Bayside Grange on Sunday evening from 6 until 8 p.m. Attendees will get the chance to meet with Huffman, and there will be plenty of activities for kids and even some dancing. Huffman said the goal of the annual meetup is to get a chance for residents and constituents, both supporters and non, to speak with him directly. Huffman said in an interview that while this is a campaign event, he hopes that residents of all political stripes will attend because he represents a very diverse district and works with constituents, business leaders, and elected officials across the political spectrum.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. After a 4-0 vote at the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday, the county budget for the upcoming fiscal year, which includes revenue from Measure Z, was approved. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg was on Wednesday morning's talk shop to talk about Measure Z, and he said the concept of the tax hike started after he went to different parts of the county gathering public opinion on public safety.
How that started off was me going to town hall meetings that we'd set up and went out to Orleans and Oreck and McKinleyville and Trinidad and heard, you know, hearing the same thing over and over, people saying, we want 24-hour coverage. We don't hardly ever see an officer out here. And, you know, then you go and find out they don't have the capacity to get out there, and it's dangerous.
Supervisor Sundberg went on to say that he was particularly happy that he was able to swiftly respond to local residents' concerns.
That's what sparked the whole Measure Z concept and sent it to the McKinleyville Municipal Advisory Committee, and they sent a letter to our board, you know, and then off it went really quickly after that. So it was neat to see that you can respond to people's concerns that fast and then give it to them and say, hey, do you want to pay for it? And they said yes.
Over $3 million of Measure Z revenue will go to the sheriff's office, while over $2.5 million will go to the Humboldt Bay Fire Department. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.